Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's talk about leadership. Let's talk about the State of the Nation address, which is taking place tonight. What are the issues that you think President Ramaphosa is maybe going to exclude? What are the things that you think that are absolutely critical that he talks about? How do you sell hope to South Africans when we feel like we're on a trajectory in the wrong direction, in a downward trajectory? And I don't mean to be negative. I try and be a realist. So let's get hold of Professor, let's get hold of the people who really have the smarts. Professor Danny Meyer, he's joining us. He's a professor at the University of Johannesburg. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Everything is fine. How are you?
All right. Thank you. All right. So what do you think are the issues that President Ramaphosa is going to talk about tonight?
Yeah, let me say, firstly, you talked about Moses, and you remember the Israelites were walking in the desert for 40 years.
Yes.
And I think since the president started his first term, he's promised us many things, and delivery was not so good. So I don't know what we can believe if we listen tonight. So a lot of people are saying, another story, we're not going to believe anything, nothing is going to happen. But let's hope the president can show some leadership and we can move forward. But what I want to hear is some policy direction. We don't have policy direction in terms of our economic recovery. There's no plan really that we can follow and say, this is our plan, this is our strategy. So we need to hear what is the way forward with immediate effect on the short term and long term. So policy direction is the first thing we want to hear. And then secondly, flowing from policy is how are we going to get investment? You know, investment can happen if there's clear-cut policy. And we don't have the policy that is in place, so we don't get investment from foreign direct investment or local investment. And investment is driving the economy, and that's what we need. We need the economy to start growing rapidly, that we can have jobs, we can have prosperity for everybody. So policy, then investment, and then obviously infrastructure is a massive problem in terms of electricity, as you know. But not only electricity, it's also the water provision is becoming a real problem at this stage. And then also our sewage works across the country is a huge problem. We've seen over the December holidays, the sewer going into the ocean, into our rivers, and that is a massive problem for our environment. And if a dirty environment doesn't attract any investment. So I want to see clear-cut investment for our infrastructure, new infrastructure, as well as the maintenance of it. Our roads, our electricity, our sewer, our water, everything is falling behind. Our schools is behind also.
What about corruption? I would say that corruption is the number one place to start in South Africa, because that's taking money out of the public domain where it's meant to be building infrastructure and, you know, garnering investment and dealing with sewage and all of that, and it's putting it into the back pockets of corrupt officials.
Yes. It's important, you know, that the president hasn't reacted or responded to the results of the latest commission on corruption. He hasn't responded successfully to it. So we are worried that he's not doing anything about it. He's got too many people to keep happy. And my feeling is that most people in the ANC or everybody has got something to hide. If you attack somebody on your side, he's going to come up with the things that in your cupboard. So it's a huge problem, and he cannot react. He cannot have quick decisions. So that is our biggest problem, that he's not responding. And obviously corruption is a massive problem, because half of our money, our tax money, is going in the wrong direction and instead of going into our infrastructure. So obviously we need to respond to the corruption, the commissions. He's created many commissions and they've done the reports, but no implementation of that. So that's a huge problem.
You know, I keep asking myself that maybe, and saying to myself, maybe we're the ones that need the wake-up call. President Ramaphosa has never really stood up to the plate and shown us that he's a leader. He's not a decision maker. And we keep expecting him to be that. And yet past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior. Why do we think anything's going to be different?
Yes, about 2 months back, I did like an opinion piece in the newspaper to say, Ramaphosa needs to be replaced because he's not a decision maker. He cannot. We need somebody that can take quick decisions now that we can get out of this mess. But he's not that person. So you're 100% correct. But who is that person that we can replace him with that everybody will accept? And it's a clean, must be a clean person that has got nothing to hide. And all of the ANC people has got something to hide somewhere. And somebody knows about something about you that's going to come out as soon as you take the wrong decisions in their mind. So we've got a problem in terms of governance. We've been going backwards in terms of the World Bank governance measurement index. And that's a huge problem because that prevents investment to happen. And people are looking at the country as a huge risk for investment at this point of time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of doom and gloom, but it can quickly change. You know, we need to just get somebody that can take decisions and make a policy to say, look, this is our economic plan. Let's work together, everybody working to achieve that plan. That is how the Asian Tigers got to grow at, let's say, 6, 7, 8% per year over 20 years. And we need that. We cannot go on like this at 0% growth. Then we're looking at a disaster coming up.
Yeah. And also, you know, you talk about the leadership vacuum, which really it is. You know, because the whole mindset would need to change for elite, for true leadership to emerge. Leaders eat last, right? That is how it is. It's, I don't know where this idea of, you know, whether you're a business leader or whether you're a politician, that you pay yourself first. That's not how it works. Real leaders pay other people, pay the people that you serve first. Somehow we've mixed things up. We've turned it on its head, and the people are meant to be serving the leaders. That's not how it works.
No, the government is there to serve us, and it feels like we're serving the government at this point. There's many towns that's using self-governance principles, fixing their own roads, fixing their own sewer works, all of those things they do themselves. And still paying the taxes, so they're paying double for services.
Yeah.
Since 2009, with the Zuma terms, we have not seen a president that is there for the country. They were there for maybe the ANC or themselves, but not for the whole of the country. We need somebody that's there for everybody, that can unite us and not divide us, because on the ground level, we are quite united. We can see in the streets, people are interacting very nicely at universities. There's good interaction with everybody. But it seems like we don't have a leader for the last, more than, let's say, 15 years that has not united us and didn't take the correct decisions for the country and for the citizens who's paying the taxes. So we need somebody that can do that for us.
Yeah. Professor Donnie Meyer, professor at University of Johannesburg, thank you very, very much for your time this morning.
Thank you for the time.
I'm sure that we'll get to hear what else you have to say after the State of the Nation address.